T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
By the way, as we get ready to start this 7 o'clock hour, I'm just curious, if you've been around town or all over the state of Florida this weekend, has anybody seen Jonathan Huberdeau or Alexander Barkov? Anybody seen those guys around anywhere?
Can you let the team know if you did?
Man, I'll tell you one thing. I've seen their best players, Stamkos, Kucherov, Vasilevsky.
I've seen them every game.
And by the way, I don't think Big Bob's been that bad. He really hasn't.
He gets no help. He's getting one goal a game.
It's 4-1, 2-1, and 5-1. You score 3 goals. This high-powered offense. I guess some of the blame's got to go to the coach. And every time they show him, he's just kind of looking over there. And you're like, not a lot of emotion or yelling at guys. And I get that he's still a fairly new head coach. He's never been in this situation as the man guy, you know. It's not Coach Q back there who's got all that experience, but wow, there's going to be – I'm just wondering if they lose this game tonight, I'm wondering if Andrew Burnett loses his job. And by the way, he's a finalist to win Coach of the Year, although maybe they want to redo that and put that Tampa Bay coach in there.
I can't believe it. Can't believe he's not.
His guy's just, all right, we're up 2. Tighten it up defensively. Let's block him. Just get the puck out. They'll make some mistakes. We'll get some more.
That's why all these awards should be after the season's done.
That's a whole different
All
topic.
Awards,
you want to do regular season, everybody knows everything's regular season. You don't wait to see who wins it all or how deep you go, and then we decide whether that team should have gone that deep, because if that's the case, probably Dallas and what Jason Kidd's done, you know, it just brings in a whole thing. But they make it clear it's for regular season.
Right.
And that's why he's up there as a finalist for this job. But, well, I wonder what Panthers are thinking with the way this thing and the experience. Tampa Bay brings in more new faces. They seem to play great when they get in this system.
I just don't know what else the Panthers can do, like, to get over this hump that they've been stuck on forever here. Like, what else can they add to their team? I mean, you brought in, you know, Giroux to try to bring in a veteran presence. Like, they have all these talented guys. Like, what else can you do if you're the Panthers?
Yeah.
To get over this hump.
Well, the three best players in this series, not on the team in the series, are the three guys. Kucherov, and by the way, not even scoring. He just sets guys up. He's unbelievable.
But, like, what do we say about the Panthers stars? Like, oh, they just need playoff experience. They'll be better next time around.
Like, I don't know.
What do you say? Because you can't go through another season like this, which is such a great regular season and so much promise, and then, like, you just
they were more competitive last year than they are right now.
Right.
It's just such a thud at the end here, man. Like, it's just so, like, it's very disappointing.
But the problem is you're going to go through this record-breaking season for the team, for individual players and all the goals scored and this and that, and then you're going to possibly get swept by Tampa Bay to end the season. What do you think you're going to remember about the season the most?
You're going to remember.
Swept. I just don't know what you do if you're the Panthers. That's the problem we're at right
now.
I don't know what you do to put together a better roster.
You can't.
I don't know that they can.
You can't put
you
together.
Can.
They've added veteran players.
This thing's loaded. It's got everything you possibly want on it. And for them to play this way in the playoffs is just.
There's something to be said for the core of their guys that have been together. Hell, their best player during a season, Braden Point's not even playing. I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Do you break it up?
If you're the Panthers,
do you make like a giant shakeup in this roster? Because obviously, this is not going to get it done. I mean, you can't just say, "Oh, we're going to come back next year and we'll have some playoff experience and we're fine." Like, this obviously isn't getting it done.
I don't know, Woody. That's a great question. First of all, you got to decide on your coach.
Well, that's where it starts.
Let's start with that, and then you got to make up your mind on. First of all, it's expensive. You know, they've gone out and spent money. They went all in on this year. Do they have to, because of finances, pull back a little bit? I don't have any idea, but I can tell you it's very disappointing, especially your two guys that we've been talking about, our two former first-round picks that end up being really good players. Don't get me wrong. Huberdeau's coming off a crazy season. Barkov missed a bunch of games and had his best season when he was playing. And right now you couldn't figure out those guys. What do they look like? They're on the third line right now. It's just not very good. Then you got the Heat story, which is full of just the exact opposite. Guys coming in and fitting into the system and knocking down shots. Just a real good feel for how to win in these playoffs, and two games away from going to the finals right now. So crazy, crazy stuff going on. By the way, Golden State last night, they win at Dallas, so they're now one game away from sitting back and trying to figure out who they're going to play in the East. And, oof, I'll tell you what, Golden State and Miami would be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch.
That would be one hot, fun ticket to see, because Heat will win some games. They will beat Golden State in some games.
It'll be fun to watch, though. Steph Curry.
See what happens. Completely different style.
Boy, the Warriors are going to be tough to beat, man.
Yeah, listen, they're playing great
right
now.
If they shoot.
Boy, he's been fantastic, hasn't he?
If there's one team left that can put it on you with threes, it's them. When they get rolling and their three guards are good, and all of a sudden here, Steph Curry's starting to shoot the ball a lot better. Some of the shots he's hitting, Klay Thompson, those guys all get hot the same game. Then
we've also seen them go down 55 points in a game.
They have that. Right. And by the way, there could be another one. I mean, you can. If they're off, you can.
Well, what's up with your guy Draymond Green, man? He seems like he's got a new issue every single game. Like, he gets after it with the refs or whatever it is.
That's his game.
But every game, like, he's really getting after it with the officials. He got teed up again last night. He almost got tossed. Like,
yeah,
he gets after it with those officials.
Is there something like
game.
you brought the tie? Is it affecting anything?
No,
not while they're winning. But man, does he get after it with those officials?
And he was
I'd
doing
love
it
to
when
see
they're
him,
winning
by
championships.
By the way.
Same thing.
That matchup him against PJ Tucker would be fun to watch.
Those,
for a
we those said two. It last week. That'd be great. Be
those guys will get after each other, and he and Jimmy Butler, and so that's the way we stand right now, fellas. And I'm really curious to see. Which how this thing looks, the Heat coming back 2-2, or do they just say we got nothing to lose tonight, somehow get it up to 3-1 and come back home? And the Panthers, they're just trying to stay alive. You realize they could be coming home to pack for the offseason. There might not be another game. They don't play better than they did in that last one. Just not good enough, man. And by the way, for the other part of yesterday, I don't know how many people watch. Not everybody's a golf fan, but the PGA Championship, the back nine, especially those last few holes, and this kid, Mito Pereira, who's got a one-stroke lead on 18, a one-stroke lead. All he's got to do is make par. You don't have to worry about birdie. You have to do anything crazy. Hit it down the middle with whatever you can hit, even if it's got to be a little bit longer second shot. And tries to find the middle of that green. Easier said than done. I get it. You're talking about winning a major. This is not just some tournament. This is a major.
This is life-changing.
And he swings, and it was just like he just said a prayer and just ripped it. I'll guarantee you he goes back with his teaching pro for a swing, and they look at that swing, and he goes, there's nothing I can teach on this.
No.
That's a pressure of – that's not us hitting 200 balls off the tee, golf balls off the tee. This is a different situation when nobody watching, when you're sitting up there, one-stroke lead. You know everybody's up there. You can see the scores. All you have to do is make par, and a guy hits it in the water and makes a double bogey.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's more
and by
pressure.
The way, the other thing is, you got the insurance shot that at least if you do and you need it and you get on or it takes a third shot before you – all you got to do is two putt, because then you still can get in the playoff with the other two guys. And
but do you think there was more pressure what he did there, or if he needed a stroke to tie? You know what I mean? If he was down a stroke. You think there's more pressure when you're up a stroke like that? And you know that you only have to get, you know, a par.
No,
or...
that situation yesterday is the most.
Right. You know, there's got to be more pressure on that, right?
Well, first
of all.
Because
if he was down a stroke and he butchers the shot like he did, it's all right. Well, you know, there was some pressure. This is a different kind of pressure. You just need to par to win, and you're done. The other guys are done already.
Sounds real easy in the morning here while we're talking about it. But sit. I don't care who you are. You... And I thought Nick Faldo was great talking about it. Your arms a little tighter, your body, and you know what you're looking at here. You realize if you hit it down the middle, that takes a lot of pressure off. But he took some kind of swing that looked like he's about a 15 handicap. That swing was just rip it, and I don't know. Anyway, it goes right through the rough, right into the water.
Ugh.
And then now you're going – you know, those guys are going, well, he ain't making a par. Question is he going to be, is it going to be two of us in this playoff or three of us? And he ends up making a double bogey. And by the way, had to make a nice little putt to make a double bogey.
Right.
So ends up getting knocked out. And he said afterwards, man, he felt nerves, pressure, kind of open about it. So I'm going to learn from it. And the question is, does he ever get back to that situation where he's sitting on the 18th hole? At one of the four majors with a one-stroke lead. Does that ever happen again? Ever. But, man, that was –
That's a lot. It's a lot for a young guy.
Man, I'm real careful not to throw out the choke, but that was – when you feel that much pressure to swing the way he swung, that just had pressure written all over it. Nerves, pressure, whatever you want to say, that leads to people saying that's a big choke job.
Well, you're not saying choke because it's a young kid. If this was like Rory, if this was Justin Thomas in the situation and he blew it, you would say choke. Because a guy, maybe not been in that exact situation before, but it's been on the tour for a while. This guy's a rook. This guy's kind of his first, you know, major in this kind of position. But because of that, we're not saying choke. But if it was a guy that's been in that spot or close to that spot before, if Rory did this or Justin Thomas did this or someone else, big name, did this, we would say that was a huge choke job.
So – they were trying to figure out, like, just find something you can hit down the middle.
Right.
And he just kind of – the swing, it's just
– yeah, you watch a swing.
But those guys, the experience – yeah, but we'd be saying the same thing about those guys. It'd be the same exact thing.
I think we'd be saying joke.
But
this guy did that.
But this guy just – it was a rough one. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Want to take a moment, though, to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I hope you this weekend you had a chance to go out and start looking around at what Chevy's calling their best overall products they've ever had. Feel really good about it, especially the SUV family. Before you get ready for that summer vacation, which is right around the corner, start looking at the new look Tahoes and Suburbans. They changed that in 21 and now 22. Got a sporty look, but also have a lot more space for you to make sure everybody's comfortable, whether you're going to the Keys or going to Orlando or heading up to North Carolina to the mountains. Want to make sure everybody's nice and comfortable for that little family trip you're taking. And that Traverse, that midsize SUV, plenty of space and a fantastic look. And our smaller SUVs, Trailblazers, Blazer, and Equinox. Man, we got something for everybody. Yeah, I got a Tahoe and a Trailblazer because I believe and love the Chevy products, and I think you will too. Get out there and check it out. Whatever you feel more comfortable with, but these are best overall SUVs we've ever had, and they got a lot of things that you're going to, a lot of style and substance for everybody. And Silverado trucks, my God, you need a working truck right now. You need a truck that's still big enough for the family. We got the perfect truck, almost like they're custom made for you. For South Florida Chevy dealers looking right now, man, they want to tell you our Silverado truck, strong, durable, new and used for you to get something that you're real comfortable with. You're going to love the service department to the sales department, the way we treat everybody. man, go find out for yourself. And if you're starting to look around for some new wheels or even used, we got plenty for you with convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chuck, you got a man pulling you on a horse, huh? Dude. Chuck, you got a grown man pulling you on a horse.
Hey, Chuck,
tell him to let go.
Eat your heart out, Chuck.
I'll see you.
Chuck, tell him to let go, and I think you're really good.
Hey, I grew up in Alabama, brother. I know how to ride a horse.
You do not know how to. You look very uncomfortable.
The hat? Hey, Chuckster, the hat looks good on
you,
man.
Thank you, brother.
You look like a natural-born cowboy.
No, he doesn't look like a natural.
Yes, I do.
You look at D-Man, hey. Where you're at?
Hey.
You look very uncomfortable.
Likes loud crowds.
Whoa.
That horse got a strong back. That horse got a strong back.
Oh my, the horse is going, please get this guy off me, please. All right.
I want to see him get off.
Yeah, that,
want to see
this
him.
Is always the test.
He cannot raise that right hip over the horse's head.
Please fall.
Oh, he's going backwards. He's going
please
backwards.
Fall.
Right.
Oh, my. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Please fall. Oh,
I told you. He can't get it over. He can't get it over.
I told you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think everybody was sweating whether Charles Barkley was going to be able to get off that horse or not.
Can't get his leg over.
Had the stepping stool there and everything. Like, Chuck, all you got to do is just get a little bit more. And that one leg just couldn't get it over the top.
So I saw this while I was watching that video a little closer here. He has a guy helping him that grabbed, like, his, like, belt loop on his pants that, like, was supporting him up by his pants and was taking him off the horse. Because he was going to fall. If the guy didn't help him, he was going to fall.
Oh. Hey.
It is tough in those pants to raise your leg, I guess.
I give the guy credit. That he played along with.
Always does.
They decided somebody in a production meeting, Charles, how do you feel about coming in on a horse in Dallas? They went out and got it. And of course, the lady's pulling in next to the horses, the other guy that owns the horse, and they're sitting there making sure, first of all, that crowd was really loud and it was big. They wanted to make sure that horse didn't get spooky and
right.
start jumping up and down like a damn fool.
You imagine the video.
Anybody
that's
been
this
bucked
morning,
off a horse, Charles making Barkley. Sure Charles Barkley didn't fall off.
Flew off the horse. Oh, my God.
But that was funny, man.
That
it
was great.
He came on. And
they
he,
do such
he,
a good job.
He played it off right. and they had fun about, you know, that's too much weight on the top of that horse. And
I hope he's got a good back.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I hope that horse got
now can he get back. Off? Is he going to be able to get off the horse? And oh, God. See, but that's the difference. So ESPN's breaking things down and yelling and screaming about their favorite player and who the pressure's on. And these guys come out and end up doing shtick on Charles Barkley
right.
coming in. And by the way, when they're out in San Francisco – they're getting on Barkley about how much he hates the Bay Area and San Francisco and says, you guys keep this up, I'm going to screw every one of your mothers. And jeez.
Barkley, you suck.
It all works, man.
Right.
It just TNT sits back and just goes, we got you. I don't think those guys, I'm guessing they make good money. There's no reason to ever break that thing up except old age.
Right.
Because
Barkley said he's going to retire soon, right?
He keeps saying that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, they're going to do everything they can, give him nights off. You don't have to work all the time. But the drop-off when they bring in those other guys.
Yeah, I know. Even one of our favorites.
I like Dwayne, but Dwayne's
just
– that's not Dwayne's thing, that show. That's not
– And you could see them building him up to be
and
the next guy.
I get those guys like being on that TNT thing a little bit more than the ESPN thing. I sense that. I do. Draymond's over there,
right.
and, you know, you can say stuff and make fun. And if there's something that happens between, they're going to play it up. And if there's some drama or a train wreck, TNT knows how
right.
to get it rocking and rolling. And it's just not the policy of ESPN.
No, they don't do that. They don't do anything like that.
Woody gets on them, doesn't like this guy or that guy. It just doesn't matter who they put on there, whether it's a guy that just covers the NBA or former players, it just when you go to that other show, it's just a lot different. Ernie is as good a driver as there is for any show.
And for just, a couple decades now. Right.
He just is perfect for those guys. And you could see they have great chemistry, and yet when they do get into it a little bit and have disagreements, it makes her even better.
Right.
It's not turn it off and go to break. It's like keep this thing going.
That's what Ernie really needs to work, right? Make sure that everyone knows we're just having a good time here.
Yeah. So
relax.
Anyway, it was –
You don't need to feel bad for Dwayne, by the way. He got renewed for another season of The Cube.
Is that show still on?
Wow, really?
It just got, yeah, it got another season.
I didn't know that.
Season two of The Cube. You didn't watch season one?
No.
Good for Dwayne.
Huh.
But that
did you watch like one episode of it?
I saw it when it first started. I did first started a little bit.
It's pretty bad. Love Dwayne. Show's not good.
Hey, listen, Dwayne. If they're gonna decide to do year two,
do it.
No,
I'm not even mad at Dwayne at this point. It's just
no. It's a tough game show. Have you seen the Steph Curry game show though? The golf.
No,
I've only
seen
the promotion.
Holy moly! Fantastic.
For it. Right. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Is he, like, in it, like, involved
in
it?
Yeah, he's in it. He's involved, you know, because he's a really good golfer.
No, I know that.
They had, like, one of the holes, it was, like, you could choose Steph Curry or the robot.
That's funny.
And it was, like, a chipping thing.
Right. That's funny.
I haven't.
You look at me like
this
show's going to suck.
What's
no, it's
the name
it's
of the show?
Good.
It's like
Holy
Moly. Right.
I don't know.
It's like a mini, like, extreme mini golf. Yeah. People get knocked in the face and stuff.
Right.
It's like a mix between, have you seen Wipeout?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
It's a mix between like Wipeout and,
and
mini golf.
It works.
Somewhere in the middle.
I'll try to fit it in there, but I can tell you it's not going to the priority list of things to see.
Right now. After The Cube season two?
After Steph
binge watch all
Steph
that?
Curry hits threes. It's a little bit of a letdown. Although, what do you think about this sleeper thing he's been doing? And shoots it and turns and looks at the bench.
You got to be careful. Don't let him get hot. Right.
Because he knows.
Don't let him get hot.
He knows it's going in when he starts turning
right.
as he shoots it.
He's scary. That team can be real scary, man.
Hey, by the way, we've got a lot of other stuff we wanted to get to here this morning besides the Panthers trying not to buy. And I'm so surprised. I didn't see this coming during the year. I thought Tampa Bay finally was starting to look like it fallen behind and points and – got their butts kicked in a few games, and then they just, they're a team, though, they just go, okay, it's playoff time, and we'll get our, if our goalie gets hot, he's hot. Vasilevsky has been on fire. He's given up one goal in four straight games now. You got a really good chance to win when you get a guy that's playing the way he's playing right now. He beats Toronto in game 7, 2-1, comes back and goes 4-1, 2-1, and 5-1 against the Panthers. And it's just, they got him totally out of their game. Nobody's seen Huberdeau or Barkov. We're not sure if they moved or if they're in town or went back home, because I haven't seen them. I don't even know what they look like anymore when they show close-ups. Right. I don't know who those guys are.
They've been missing in action from all the playoffs.
No idea. And to see what right now Andrew Brunette will do, can he shake things up? What do you do at this point? But they keep showing that shot of him, and he's just –
he looks stoic.
I don't know. I just like to see a shot of him ripping, like getting after somebody,
getting a little pissed off,
motivating a little bit. Right. And again, I'm curious to see what happens if he doesn't win. If they win today, if the Lightning end up winning this game, game 4, and it doesn't come back here for a game 5, I am really curious to see if they keep him. As good as that regular season was,
it was awesome. It was great.
They won a round. They beat Washington.
So they got that off the Schneid. That's good too. But they're going to lose to their kind of arch rival now. But you can't even really call them that because you haven't beat them.
So what do you guys think? If they don't win
this game,
if they get
swept, Brunette's not coming
back. Or are they winning, if Lightning win in 5, do you think Brunette keeps his job?
I don't know.
First thing, as we know in sports, first thing they look at is coach. Be the first thing, because you can't get rid of all
your
players.
They need a miraculous comeback for him to keep his job, I think. I think he's gone. They're going to move on and bring on another veteran coach.
They got rid of the one playoff
round. But it's tough to erase
round.
What he did during the season.
I get it.
That's the problem for me.
But if they
get
swept.
This is not a coaching issue. Like, this core of players perhaps just is not good enough to get over the hump. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's been the same core of guys for a long time now. Like, what more can you do?
Well, I can't bench guys.
Group.
I mean,
no,
you're,
I know,
you're right.
But Joe, maybe at some point you got to consider making a major change. I just.
So what kind of change would you make? Like, so, because I hear people saying they want to get, Brunette and Sam. He's not making changes. He's not giving
Has
guys.
Has this series felt like the difference is the coach? I mean, they're getting crushed by the Lightning. Like, they're getting crushed in every game. I just don't think, not every game, but I don't think that the coach is the.
He's part of the problem. I don't know if you could say he's
the
fault.
Well, I'm not giving a hall pass
to
all those guys.
I'm like all the blame on the coach here.
No.
You got two guys on this team that are considered to be two of the better players in the game. They got a lot of good players, and neither one of them has played well.
No.
Played well. Neither one of them. So it's
there's a lot of factors going into this. But Joe's right about one thing. When this stuff happens, what's the first thing you look at? Keeping the coach or not?
Oh, coaches.
Interim coach.
Coaches, yeah.
Right.
Coach is always the first. Coach is always the first one. Look what's going on in L.A. First guy. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, you don't think a couple veterans, they go to a couple veterans that they really respect, and they're like, he's not making adjustments. We're not making adjustments to what they're doing. I don't like when he's making his decisions. Like, I don't, pull the goalie or whatever. Like, and – If you start getting that going on, and you got shots of your guy screaming at your coach during a game, I just don't know. And by the way, they got to make a decision. Maybe this is one of the reasons they waited and didn't make him after the regular season, give him the contract. They wanted to see how this group was going to perform.
Oh, I think that had a lot to do
but
with
they,
it.
They added a bunch of veteran guys, took some guys from other teams that have some experience in the playoffs, and it's worse than last year. Hell, they won a couple games last year. What'd they lose? 4-2 last year.
Yeah.
And goalie, Big Bob's fine. Man.
We'd be talking a lot different if Barkov and Huberdeau were having decent series.
Well,
if they were in there, if we saw them, and
all
not,
I know
not just
is
in the box score, but
4-1,
like
2-1, 5-1,
right?
And we kind of thought it was cute with the that they won that series in six against Washington and didn't have a power play goal but the one for 28.
God.
I mean, it's not like all of a sudden you go, oh, boy, we're all taken care of here. One for 28 in these playoffs. But, man, Tampa Bay, and they're doing without Braden Point, who had been so good for them as their number one center. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here with some good news and some bad news. Panthers, can they keep it alive in Tampa Bay tonight in Game 4 in the Heat? Got a little insurance policy now, man. They don't have to win this game, but can they play loose tonight and come home up 3-1, or is this thing tied 2-2 coming back here where the Heat of with that win now have home court advantage back for them again after Bam Adebayo had his big, big game. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. No, he doesn't play. He's not a centerman. No, he's not. Let me see. He doesn't hit fourth in the lineup. Michael Kotze is a guy that's going to help you if you're right now looking to get refinanced. You want to know about a mortgage and you want to find something. You have a question about something and the banks, you're just tired of them. You're tired of dealing with them. Well, you won't be tired of dealing with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Never. You don't get tired. You know why you don't get tired? Michael Kotze is all about great service and knowledge for 26 years now. 26 years Michael Kotze has been helping people here in South Florida. And I just want to say this, if you're looking to cash out, refinance, pull equity out of your home, if you're looking to pull money out to purchase investment properties, just fix up your home you have right now because everything's so expensive, Michael Kotze is going to get you the best rates, answer all your questions, reverse mortgages, or anything else you want to go to, no matter where you are at this point in your life, and the banks just take too long to get you approved. Michael Kotze can do it in half the time. And when the banks say no to you because they can, Michael Kotze says, let's get creative. Don't give up. Don't get down on. Let me help you. Michael Kotze, man, at Choice Mortgage, I want to give you a cell phone number. I want you to call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com, NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. You can always get a hold of Michael Kotze.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Choice Mortgage.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here? Oh, man, you had all weekend to get ready for this one.
I did. Yeah. Well, yeah. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Inter Miami. I went to the game yesterday. It was my first Inter Miami game, and we had an awesome time over there. Stadium's great. Team is, they won yesterday.
Nice win.
Yeah, we had a great time over there, man. It was a lot of fun. My son really, really enjoyed the game. So, shout out to our friends at Inter Miami, man. Got into a little soccer.
It's good, man. It's a good shout out right
Hell
there.
Yeah.
All
right.
That's a nice one. You're waiting for him. We're all for those guys.
I'm not
want
waiting
him
for
to
anything.
Do well.
You're in a nice mood. All right. Since you're in a bad mood, I want to bring this up here.
I'm not in a bad mood.
Nick Saban. And Jimbo Fish, Nick apologized. I just wanted to get your thoughts on this here since that's kind of a little flashback to Friday.
Did Jimbo take the call? Did Jimbo answer? He said he tried to call me. I got nothing to say to him.
He did not.
Nothing to say to the guy.
Yeah, he
blasted him. And by the way, as I said, recruiting-wise, hey, Nick, you ought to be careful about accusing people of basically paying players. You forget. I coach with you. I've seen your show. Like, you want to be real careful. There are a lot of assistants saying the same thing. You know, Nick's really struggling with having the second recruiting class in the country,
number two recruiting class.
Really starting to bother him.
God.
I do agree, though, there needs to be some changes to the system. Mm. But as long as there's not, you're not doing anything wrong.
Deion wouldn't take his call either, by the way. Said that since he called me out in public, we should – have this conversation in public.
Well, you just got to make sure before somebody throws out numbers and says you bought every player in the recruiting class, or You paid a guy to decide not to go to Florida State and go to Jackson State, and you paid him $1 million. And now the player has come out who is the top player in the country, one of the top players in the country. It's just when somebody else says that, you know, he's a dumbass.
Basically.
Everybody, and he got still got people stroking him because, you know, of everything. Jimbo Fisher just doesn't fear the guy. Knows Kirby Smart staying out of this topic.
He is.
Kirby's saying, I don't want to get my name in this either.
I'm good.
I'm pretty good at what we do, too.
All right, we keep it moving here. Since we are a Formula One show now, we had the Grand Prix of Spain on Sunday. Max Verstappen wins again. I think he just wins all of them from what it seems like here. His teammate Sergio Perez finished in second. He seemed a little salty that he wasn't allowed to win, but I think this is like a Ricky Bobby, Cal Norton thing. Like, well, you don't you've seen the movie? Ricky Bobby.
It's good for the brand.
Yeah, he John C. Reilly is Will Ferrell's like partner in the movie, like teammate in the movie, and they never let him win.
Right, even if it's close. It's like, no, you got to let him win. You got to let the other guy go.
So I think this is kind of like the dynamic that these two have here with the Red Bull Racing team. But I don't understand fully what I'm watching yet, so I don't want to say that for sure, but that's what it's
like. Well, I'm guessing the owners of Red Bull are real happy that their team finished 1 and 2 and don't care what order it was.
Yeah, and then they show the guy afterwards, like he was drinking. He had I guess the only way to call it, like a big boy of Red Bull. It was the biggest can of Red Bull. It's like a 40-ounce beer. Yeah, it was like the biggest can of Red Bull you've ever seen.
That keep me up for a week.
Great way to get you going again, though. Yeah.
All right, speaking of good for business, Michael Vick will make his return to football. He's going to be joining the fan-controlled football league.
Come on.
He is 41, hasn't played since 2015. It's, you know, he had the little incident there. And looks like he's targeting May 28th for a comeback. So you guys might get some Michael Vick to.
Anybody know what these guys make?
Terrell Owens? I don't know.
To go back, all these guys going back to want to get hit at this age. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hollywood calling plays.
To be quite honest, I think the Fan Control Football League is only online. I don't know that it even airs on television.
I don't either.
All right. Ready to go to the card market?
I was ready to move on as you said that, yeah.
Well, Michael Vick returning. That's a big deal. We're going to the card market here. We have a beautiful 1999 Upper Deck Final Floor Michael Jordan piece. This is a piece of the floor from Jordan's famous last shot as a Chicago Bull in Game 6 of the 1998 Finals. It is a one of one, and it has Jordan's signature on it, all in a card here. Bidding at $140,000. At the moment, they are expecting this card will go over $1 million.
Can I ask you, how many more cards could Michael Jordan possibly have?
Well, this is a one of one.
Is it?
I mean, how many is he? He's got a lot of cards. I don't know.
Every card that comes out is very valuable.
You love Jordan. Maybe you should have been smart and seen this coming.
I can't afford Michael Jordan cards.
You could have 10 years ago.
86, yeah. We 91, you could have done it.
Where were you then, bro?
Had no idea, Woody, that the card market was going to explode.
You think that's expensive? We got a Kobe Bryant game-worn rookie jersey on the auction block here, guys. This is the gold with purple trim. It's the number 8 jersey. Pretty sweet. Any thoughts on what this will fetch?
I have
at
no
auction.
Idea.
$500,000.
$200,000.
They are expecting $5 million.
Whoa! Oh my god!
$5 million for this
Somebody's
Kobe Bryant
pay
jersey.
$5 million.
Wow. I wish I had stupid money like that. I would do it also.
$5 million.
Get me in the B Club. I'll have stuff all over the place.
Okay, this is one of the more interesting stories I've seen, guys. Did you know that there is a lottery for people to kill gators?
Excuse me?
A record number of applicants sought permits for alligator hunting this year. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said Thursday that 6,566 permits were issued from 19,358 applicants who submitted in a first round of permitting.
Did you get it, Joe?
I Must be a lot of alligators out there. There's alligators and snakes fighting the hell out of each other. Somebody's got to kill those damn snakes.
There's an alligator in my neighbor's backyard last week.
So it says they cannot speculate on the reasons behind the increase in the number of applications as the numbers have skyrocketed here. They were down to 12,000 in 2018, 16,000 in 2019, and over 18,000 in 2021. Now they're over 19,000.
I know a lot of people like to eat alligator. I do know that.
Yeah, people get permits to kill Burmese pythons.
Yeah, we need that.
All those in the Everglades.
We need that. That's the one.
Are there? The state estimates about 7,500 alligators are killed annually during the hunting period,
wow,
which runs from August 15th to November 1st.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there must be.
People whose applications are drawn in the lottery must pay for an alligator trapping license and receive an area-specific harvest permit and tags authorizing the harvesting of two alligators.
A lot of money going to the state.
I got to tell you one thing, man.
That many alligators running around?
Have you guys you guys ever been out in the Everglades? Just
yeah, when I was younger, not
all the time.
Recently.
Yeah, I just go out there and walk.
No,
I didn't mean that. But have you been out on an airboat to the thing? It's
we were
pretty
supposed
cool.
You talked about taking us. But...
No, we have a open invite.
It was
the airboat show in Davie this weekend.
I never talked about taking you. First of all, I have no interest in going with you.
No, we did get a show invite.
You don't have to be so mean spirited on a Monday.
Well, you're saying like I promised you I was taking you on airboat. I feel like you're my child half the time when you save stuff.
You're like a grandfather figure to me.
No, I'm not. You have your own family. I promise.
I said grandfather figure.
Whatever. Okay. You have your own grandfather. Or you had him.
By the way,
sorry,
going back a
him.
Couple stories.
Sorry, he's no longer with us.
According to reports, the players in the Fan-Controlled Football League make a weekly minimum of $400 to $750. They have room and board for more. Monthly salaries could sum up to $1,600 to $3,000. And of the entire season, a player can make up to $4,500. The numbers for legendary talent like Terrell Owens will probably be on the higher side of that. So Michael Vick could come back and make $5,000 for the season? Really? Or T.O. came back for $4,500?
I think Michael Vick's still living down here, if I'm not mistaken.
He was down here
some
for a while.
Some people have seen him around here. There got to be some for Michael Vick besides going out there and running around.
What, doesn't he do on-air for Fox? Wasn't he doing
that? I don't
that?
Know.
I thought he was doing
I don't know
that.
What Michael Vick's doing. Right. He was doing, his wife was doing that show.
With Chan's wife.
The reality show that those guys were all on.
The XFL is smart. They'll poach from the Fan-Controlled Football League.
Right.
They'll poach.
T.O. Vick and Manziel.
John Football.
Yeah. I'd rather see a 41-year-old Michael Vick running around out there because I'd at least turn it on just to see.
Well, that's because you hate Johnny Manziel.
I think I hate Johnny Manziel more just
Michael Vick
of you.
And Johnny Manziel got nothing in common as football players.
Well, they're the same league.
Nothing
they have
in common.
Something in common.
Nothing in common. One guy was hungover and drugged out and hanging out. And
what was the other guy?
The other guy was winning MVPs.
Yeah.
Someone just texted in. They just heard that Vick is backed out of the league now. With conflicting reports.
All right. So there you go.
Heard me talk about the salary.
I just brought up the airboat thing, and all of a sudden, Woody puts it down. Well, you promised we're going to be able to go, Dad.
We do have an open invite. If you want to go,
you want to go, man. We'll find an airboat for you. Go out, Woody.
I will.
Just see you and your son going out there.
Yeah.
Actually, you'd really enjoy it.
You know what, Jerk?
It is
let me
amazing.
Just answer the texter question. He asked who makes the Red Bull car. It's Aston Martin.
There you go. And quit calling the guy a jerk. He's probably
I was calling
a nice
you
guy.
A jerk.
Right now, though, we're going to go to the 8 o'clock hour. We're running a little bit late here, but we do have a lot of stuff to get to, like ASP Superhome, a family-owned and operated business with great purpose every day of protecting families and their homes. They've been part of it, the Rodriguez family, for a long, long time. People that care about you. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. Now, I've been saying this. Have you seen the new metal tile roofs? You can't tell the difference between the metal tile roofs and the tile roofs till you get up close. You just can't tell. And I'll tell you, the big thing has always been metal tile roofs are more expensive than tile roofs. Well, right now, Ward House is saying, no. Right now, same price as you're going to get for the tile, you can get a metal tile roof for. That's right. Same price with Ward House, Metal Tile Roofs at wholesale pricing for a limited time. We got a special offer if you wanted to get that metal tile roof, and there's good reason for it. There's so many great benefits. Metal Tile Roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not just that, but I always tell everybody, hurricane resistant up to 200 miles per hour winds. When others are blown away on the top, not yours, man. Not with that metal tile roof. And hurricane season is right around the corner, and we may be getting some fastballs this year, and you want to make sure you're protected. ASP is a good way to go. Take advantage. 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 with extend pay from Y-Green. So call ASP and ask for the Joe Rose exclusive. Go down and see them down in Doral, man. Their showroom is spectacular. They'd love to see you. They'd love to sit and talk to you. And I promise you this, you're going to enjoy talking to them and seeing the work that they do. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. Hey, what are you waiting for? Let the ASP family protect yours today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.